Let's get on to did you want to make any comments about the cricket before we start? Or
now, if you can't sleep at night, watch the Pakistan tour. It'll put you to sleep in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you just play cricket on a road again.
And you remember the days, Darren, when we used to score at 3 runs an over and 4 runs an over in Test cricket? That's gone out the window now, hasn't it?
Well, the one-day series is starting soon, and there's a T20 as well, so might be a bit more action in those games.
Yeah, if they hit 400 in a one-day game, you know, I'll be really angry about that.
Yeah, that's too many, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's too many, 400. No one wants to see that. Well, I guess if you're batting, you want to see it, but no one else. Righto, let's go to tech stuff. Now, Google could ask for your license or passport on YouTube and Google Play.
They could. It's part of the Australian government's online safety declaration of 2022, which requires platforms to take steps to confirm users are actually over 18. So you may get asked for your driver's license or passport if you try and access, let's say, an R-rated movie on the Google Play Store, or you're trying to watch something which has got rated mature on YouTube. So they're going to ask you for your driver's license or passport if they can't prove you're 18 already. So they say they'll store it securely, it won't be made public, and once we know that you're over 18, they'll delete it as well. So, you're not going to have a choice, really, and thank the government for it.
Okay, well, it's not such a bad idea, is it?
No, I don't think it's a bad idea at all. I trust Google, Microsoft and Apple to know my age.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I do.
Okay.
I wouldn't trust TikTok, but I'll trust the rest.
I saw a TikTok story the other day. What was that story about TikTok?
One of the horrible acts on there as well, the holding your breath act. Which is
yes, that was dreadful. It. The kids that are holding their breath and then until they pass out and putting it on TikTok.
Yeah. And parents out there, talk to your kids about this. There are some awful, awful things on TikTok. We've done plenty of stories on TikTok. You need to go along and talk to your kids. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's awful. All right, now, Microsoft's Internet Explorer, it just won't go away.
No, it won't. It won't. And for those people, those one or two people still using it, I don't know why you'd be using it still. Microsoft Edge is going to get a feature in there. So if you want to open up something using Internet Explorer, you're going to be able to do it through Edge on there. And it's going to stay around, believe it or not, now until 2029. Can you just hurry up? If you've got a website that is designed for Internet Explorer, you need to upgrade it. And that's probably the only reason it's being kept around, Darren, is because there are still some websites, basically, have never been updated for years on there. So you're still going to be able to access it. But if you're using it, people should be out there choosing Edge, should be using Google Chrome, should be using Firefox. Do not use Internet Explorer at all.
Yeah, people still using that, probably still playing cassettes. Or Betamax videos.
Yes, they've got their Betamax player and their tapes in the corner.
All right. Now, idiot of the week, I love this. You just go for it.
Okay. Darren, have you ever heard of the town of Mullumbimby?
I've been to Mullumbimby. It's near Byron Bay.
Near Byron Bay, yeah. And we felt sorry for the town of Mullumbimby. They got punnelled by rain, decimated by floods, nothing was happening there. They lost all phone coverage, all mobile coverage, everything was gone. Yeah. Telstra did the right thing and went in and repaired all the mobile services at the tower.
Yep.
However, while they were there, because it doesn't take much extra work, they decided to install 5G on the tower.
Right.
So what did the good folks of Mullumbimby do? They set fire to the tower. So now they don't have any mobile coverage again. So the local anti-mobile community activist cabal, which is called Northern Rivers for Safe Technology, they came along on their Facebook page, made claims the Australian Defence Force personnel actually helped Telstra put 5G on the tower. That has never been substantiated before. And they also said that, just for the record again, we do not promote any vandalism. They burned the tower down. We promote awareness and education around the insidious nature of the surveillance tech that has proven to harm biological life.
Right.
It can't harm biological life. We've said this many, many times. It's scientifically proven. 5G does nothing for you. Except in Mullumbimby, where, because of those idiots, nobody can make a phone call.
Okay, well, I thought that when I read the headline, I thought that it was the Telstra workers that set fire to the tower.
No, it's the tower. And they tried to put 5G in there a couple of months ago, and these numpties went along and filled a car with cement and parked it in the driveway so the trucks couldn't get through.
Yeah, that's because they're all off their face on that Mullumbimby madness weed they grow up there by that humongous quantities. The whole town's on it. Oh, set fire to your Telstra tower. Turn it up, Mullumbimby.
And you know, people say, well, Byron Bay's got 5G, folks. Got to let you know that. So Mullumbimby is really out there when it comes to things.
Righto. Thanks for that. And heaps of information on Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au. Enjoy the rest of the test match, if you can stay awake.
And well done on Brisbane on the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Who did the Port Adelaide team win play this weekend?
Hawthorn at home.
You should win that.
They should, but we're like the walking wounded after that game.
Yeah. Yeah. The Lions were good. All right. Thank you, and we'll catch you next week. Bye. Tech guy Richard Pascoe, his website, talktech.com.au.